From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. There are many hiking and biking guides for Colorado, but the state doesn't have its own, at least not a comprehensive one, and that's about to change. There's a new website, and in the coming months it will turn into a catalog of just about every trail in Colorado. Benta Berkland has more.
The idea is to show hikers, runners, horseback riders, bicyclists, and those simply taking a stroll just how interconnected and accessible the trails around the state are. The map is online at the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. It's in its early stages and won't list trails for summer activities until this fall. Eventually, winter sport trails, like Nordic ski routes, will be added. Bob Randall heads the Colorado Department of Natural Resources, which is spearheading the project.
And so this is an exciting opportunity to promote outdoor recreation, making it a priority in working with the tourism office and working with the outdoor recreation industry, just an effort to really provide more support.
The map fits into the Colorado the Beautiful initiative, which Governor John Hickenlooper announced last summer. The goal is to connect trails on the Front Range and on the Western Slope. The governor has said in coming years that everyone in the state should be within a 10-minute walk of a park, open space, or trail. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds will be back in the air this weekend after a pilot crashed after a flyover at this year's Air Force Academy graduation. The elite performance team says it will perform Saturday and Sunday in Ocean City, Maryland. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.